Hello, chums. It's another John Peel's Music on BFBS. And to start the programme this week, these are the Registrators. That's on Rip Off Records, 7-inch single by the Registrators. Monkey is the title of it. And here's another track from that LP by Pure Morning on Radar Records that has been featured quite a bit in recent programmes. This track's called Harrison.
We'll be right back.
of a sniff there at the end. I always like those little human touches on records. That's Pure Morning, a track from their LP 2-inch Helium Buddha, and that was called Harrison. On the legendary MFS record label from Berlin, Paul van Dyk. I suppose he pronounces it Dyke. Anyway, Seven Ways, Paul van Dyk, meant D-Y-K, and that's from an LP on MFS Records of Berlin. It's called Seven Ways. This is Jimmy Reed. I think they made that one up as they went along. What do you think about that? But I love the way Jimmy's guitar, take it as his guitar, comes in about 30 seconds from the end as though somebody's woken him up. Jimmy Reed and Odds and Ends. There is, of course, another track called Ends and Odds, but I'll save that for perhaps another time. This is Retsin. That's Retzin, another one of those bands, I think, that came out of the ashes of Rodan, and it's from their LP Egg Fusion from Simple Machines Records of Arlington, Virginia. And that track was called Loon. And once again, my thanks to all of those BFBS listeners who got in touch with me by one means or another to express their sympathy in the after Sheila's recent illness. I'm very grateful to you. She continues to improve. In fact, yesterday, lunchtime, I got her down to the pub for the first time since she had her hemorrhage. And, that's an important part of somebody's rehabilitation, I think. This is what I managed to persuade her. This is Laser Boy and a track from Laser Boy's debut LP. You'll Never Know. I'm going to assume that must be Laser Girl who's in on that one, along with Laser Boy. That comes from the Laser Boy LP, Forget Nothing, which is on the Freak record label, and that's You'll Never Say No. Last weekend, I went and joined the traffic jams just outside Luton to go to Tribal Gathering with my son Thomas and his mate, and of course several thousand other people besides. And, bearing in mind that I'm not much of a dancing man and that I'm not too good at staying up dead late at night, I had a thoroughly good time, and loads of people came up and, they'd introduce themselves and say thank you for playing our records on the radio and stuff like that, and make little speeches, and that's always really quite affecting, I think. This is a record that includes, can't speak very well this week, includes Chris Liberator, TNT, and Flatline. Well, it does say 45 or 33 on the label, and on this occasion I've opted for the 45, as you probably gather. Let's just try a bit of it at 33 to see whether it, you know, how different it sounds. Probably sound a bit slower. What do you think? Strange, really. Obviously, like last night when I was putting this programme together, I was in a 45 sort of mood and played the faster version. Today, I feel more like 33 and a third, really. It sounds better. Yeah, I think 33 and a third. Anyway, this is John Peel's music on BFBS, the programme where records often get played at the wrong speed. And this is Retriever, another record that I was listening to last night as I was putting the programme together, 10-inch LP. This definitely plays a 45. Orange Stripes is the title of this tune. Sounds like somebody's away strip, I suppose. Orange Strip Stripes, rather, is the title of it. Retriever, from a 10-inch LP called 3 Second Stereo, and that's on Silver Girl Records from San Diego, California. I very nearly went to live and work in San Diego, you know, years and years and years ago. I was offered a job by a station there and by one in San Bernardino, and of the two, I thought San Bernardino was the more attractive name, and on that rather ludicrous premise, I went to San Bernardino. But I just imagine how different life would have been if I'd gone to San Diego. Might have met a local girl, settled down, married, joined the Navy. Who can say what I might have done? But almost certainly wouldn't be doing this. This is John Peel's music on BFBS, and this is on green vinyl. Fades in a bit, this one, actually. It's by Dweeb, I should point out, and it's called Buzz Song, and I hope it'll start very, very soon indeed. It's good!
I wanna have it.
On the Che record label, from a split single with Mogwa on the other side, that was Dweeb, and Buzzsong was the title of it. And this is 10 O'Clock Scholar from somewhere in the United States of America. I forget exactly where it is. This track's called Middle Fingers.
Thank you.
Dayton, Ohio, it turns out to be. That's a 10 o'clock scholar, and that's the name of the band. The track's called Middle Fingers, and the LP was Quietest, and it's on Grass Records. I think that's all you need to know about that. Incidentally, if any of our the people from the Omaha, Nebraska connection are listening, it'd be nice to hear from you. I'm beginning to feel slightly offended, or perhaps I've done something wrong and have transgressed in some way, but it's a long time since I heard from you. I always look forward to the correspondence from Omaha, Nebraska. I've got one, not a torrent of mail this week, it has to be said, but debut LP from the excellent Unhold from Hamburg on the amusingly called Fidel Bastro record label, and along with a postcard, and a very fine one too, of a Barbie doll refrigerator, which I've never seen before, the Sweet Roses refrigerator freezer of 1988. I should like one of those, incidentally. There we go, very fine. But the press tracks on that LP in next week's programme, so I've only just opened the package, and if I played you something, it might have a rude word in it, and we certainly wouldn't want any of that. This is Carl Cox, and I mentioned that last weekend I was at the tribal gathering near Luton, and I think I saw Carl Cox. There's this bloke going the other way in the kind of twilight, and somebody said, "That's Carl Cox there," and I turned around and frankly wasn't sure which one was supposed to be Carl Cox, but this is what it sounds like anyway. Thank you. A track from the new Carl Cox LP, which is called At the End of the Cliché. Tribal Jedi is the title of the tune that I'm playing you. This is John Peel's music from BFBS.
Und mit Angela Davis in der Hitze der Nacht.
They used to come our way a lot once upon a time, you know. That Michaela Melian once stayed in my mum's house in Notting Hill in London. That's FSK. They don't seem to come this way very often these days. Go straight from Munich to the United States of America, where they seem to be doing tolerably well. And good luck to them. But I wish they'd come by way of England from time to time so they could record some more stuff for my domestic programmes. Anyway, that's a track from the LP International. And when I first saw the title, I thought it was like Jane Fonda lied, you know, and Jane Fonda told an untruth. It may even be that. Then, I guess it could be someone like Jane Fonda lead. But I don't know, to be honest. This is International Strike Force, Robbie, which, in my foolish way, I thought might be about Robbie Fowler, but it's more likely to be that Robbie had to take that, I think. Coping these days. International Strike Force and Robbie, that's a track from their excellent LP, which is on Slant Records, actually, called Love Is. And this is Magoo. I'm not entirely sure that I got this queued up in the right place because I couldn't find the start of it, but Magoo on kind of rather unpleasant pale yellow vinyl. This track's called Diving Bell when we get there. Forecast, I got the wrong part of that. This is a tune called The Word Is Out. It's terrifically difficult to see, though. That's my excuse. Magoo, though, from Norwich. Well, from King's Lynn, I think, actually, from their EP I Spy on Noisebox Records. And I'll have another go playing you the right track, which was a lot jollier than that, in next week's edition of John Peel's Music from BFBS. This is Black Starliner.
CBS.
And this is John Scragg with the BBC News. The news from BFBS, London.
Members are wonderful people. They're warm, intelligent, but terribly misguided. Slowly, painfully, he became disillusioned. They demand to know with a touching, naive face by the individual. Hostile.
Still, I think my favourite track from the new LP, well, I suppose more recent LP rather than new now, that's The Fall, of course. The LP is The Light User Syndrome, and that was Hostile. This is the marvellously named Vinyl Blair.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
my goodness me. That's Vinyl Blair. As I say, what an excellent name that is. And the Dave Angel mix of something called Matzo Slammer. And the reason I was taken slightly by surprise at the end of that is because I was reading the sleeve notes, or not the sleeve notes, the promotional material that goes with this next record. It says, shoveling up the filthy end of the R&B fury thing, Nosediver, a Manc rock trio who played Mean, Hard and Lean, just back from a club tour of the US where they were jamming it out with the likes of Nancy Boy and Space Hog while kicking up one hell of a buzz. Well, despite all of that, I think I'll play the record. Debut single from Nosedive, and it's on Thrill City Records. They come out of Manchester, as I say, and that's called Hit and Miss. Dennis and I once again caught up in all of the excitement of Australian rules football. Quite clearly, we have no understanding at all, really, of what's going on. Lots of brawny people running about, kicking balls and jumping up in the air and falling over and hitting each other and so on. But it's the umpires or the referee. There goes one now. They're the ones that we like, because they have their own individual techniques, and you begin to see that they do, like, how little quirky things that they do after they've signalled a score, whatever the score is actually called. And it's a pity, really. I was just saying to Dennis that they have to do all this running about and kicking and stuff like that and just and let the referees get on with it and do their signing, because that's the best part of it. There he goes again. So they're coming thick and fast. This is Lattimore, a record which I used to play to death in 1975. Yesterday evening, feeling mellow as could be. Sounds pretty neat to me, I must say. I used to play that in 1975, as I say, 21 years ago. I am getting on a bit, aren't I? That's Latimore and a 7-inch single on President Records, in fact, called Keep the Home Fire Burning. And this is Deutschmark Bob with the Deficits from their debut LP out of Hamburg. The track's called Main Street. And you'll hear more tracks from this LP in future weeks here on John Peel's Music from BFBS, Deutschmark Bob and the Deficits. That's called Mean Streak. It's from their LP on Crypt Records. The LP is called Bad With Women. There you go. I think that's all you need to know about that. This is Jar Warrior. Jar Warrior on Jar Warrior Records, an LP called African Tribes Dub. This is Congo Dub. And this is Chibo Matto. All part of the greater weirdness, citizens. That's Chibo Matto, I suppose that's how you pronounce it, C-I-B-O. I've not heard anybody else play one of their tracks, so I have nothing to kind of check it against. From an LP again, I'm not quite sure how you say the title of the LP, whether it's Viva L.A. Woman or Viva La Woman. I'm not quite sure which one it should be. It's on Warner Brothers Records, though, major label shock. Beef Jerky is the title of the track, though. And I got the saddest letter this week from Amelia Fletcher out of Heavenly, because her brother Matthew, who was the drummer in the band, killed himself a couple of weeks ago, and as I said, terrifically sad letter. This is Heavenly and Trophy Girlfriend from an LP which is I think probably still due to come out in a few weeks' time.
Try to sing, and save them free.
That's Heavenly and Trophy Girlfriend, and had to write back to Amelia, of course, and express my commiserations and so forth. And, of course, you never really know what to say under those circumstances. And you just wonder, I mean, I didn't say this in the letter, but you do wonder, I've never understood, obviously never understood why it is that people kill themselves. Perhaps people would say, well, you've got no imagination, you know, but because it's mundane and dull things that would keep me going, I suspect, like wanting to know, you know, if there's going to be a new Fall single this year. I know this sounds flippant, but it's not flippant at all. You know, whether there's going to be a new Fall single, or, you know, how defences were going to cope with McManaman next season, that kind of stuff, you know, it would keep me going, I think, but you don't really know. This is Psycho 9, Grayscale. That's on the Area 51 label, and that's DJ Clarkey's label. My son Thomas is much impressed by the fact that I get the occasional note from DJ Clarkey, who's one of his heroes. Serious guitar gabber, says Clarkey, and then he goes on to say that, well, to tell me which band the guitar player on that is. Not that you could hear an awful lot of guitar in my view, but tell me which band the guitar player is, but I'm not allowed to pass the information on to you because apparently I could get him into trouble, but a well-known goth band, anyway, I think will be enough information for you for the time being. This is Analog. An LP that's been getting extravagant reviews, really, by Analog, and Shh was the title of the track. The LP is called AAD, I mean Double AD, not quite sure how you're supposed to say it, from Sonic Bubblegum Records, though, from the United States of America, from Brighton, Massachusetts, actually. And moving cross-country to Arizona brings us to Do-Rag.
Thank you.
From Tucson, Arizona, that's Do Rag, a track from their LP on what I take to be their own Dependability record label. The LP is called What We Do, and I'm pretty sure that that was Race Truck. I've not been entirely successful in marrying up the titles with the tracks, but I suspect I'm right about that one anyway. That was Do Rag, and here's a record which I suspect Do Rag would feel some sympathy with, really. This is recorded in Atlanta, Georgia, in that golden year, 1928. That's what they were getting up to in Atlanta, Georgia in 1928. Palmer Maccabee, and that's just called simply Railroad Piece, and it comes from an LP called Devil in the Woodpile, The Essential Recordings of Blues Harmonica. And that is pretty essential too, I think. I always like records with sound effects. This one has sort of sound effects with a reason, really.
Dennis! Sele tuma ho chuna ya ya lishorisa inta bagan ye suru suru buya sidama command suru suru buya sidama command nonya lizabuna kuphela chisa. This guy is true with this suru alisepo alisepo lalala chisa futhi hey. I'm not to tesi pamani sundu yan play nyin to si kata saban poki deni to matu tesi shu muntu poki deni to matu tesi teme sundu yan play nyin to si kubis mtaba oke apela bata sesa wo matu
What a nice record that is, too. Obadiah Matalana, obviously about a serious subject, though. Drought number one, and that's on Jabulani Records, actually, out of Zimbabwe. And it's Obadiah Matalana and Stone Sounds. I think I forgot to mention them earlier on. And that's number one, part one, and part two is every bit as good. This is, let's go from Zambia. No, from Zimbabwe. Sorry, I made a complete mess of this. From Zimbabwe to Goa.
Thank you.
try The Antidote, and the tune's called Kickin' Test, and it's from a sampler for a forthcoming compilation LP on Tip Records called Infinite Excursions, and it's the penultimate record in this week's edition of John Peel's Music from BFBS. Thanks very much for listening to it. The last tune I have for you this week comes from Biggin on Gasoline Boost Records, and this is called, appropriately, Final Song. Thanks for listening.
Forces Radio, BFBS.